Happy holidays and happy new year, everyone. Today, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had this last year in regards to the Delphi murder case and the charges against Richard Allen.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Unexpected turn of events. That's what the judge said in regards to the attorneys for Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer, as they resigned in court yesterday in a hearing that didn't go remotely as planned. These are the same attorneys who brought in the arguments of Odinistic killings and, for the most part, really did a lot of work to go down that road and have the confidence to go down that road. But when you go down a road like that, you got to stick with it. And to have them be removed and now replaced this far into the game, it really resets everything. Joining us to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Siobhan, when you first heard this news, what was going through your mind?
It's absolutely strange and unexpected, of course. It delays the January trial. And then I thought it's going to give, for some people, they're going to say the Odinists are behind it. It's going to fuel the whole conspiracy thing that there were death threats or they were frightened into getting out of the case. As I understand it, nobody knows for sure the reasons. Some people have speculated that it had to do with leaked documents and photos. You know, I don't know, but it's a weird one. It's been a weird case all along. And it just continues.
And that's what we're hearing, is that it has to do with the leaked photos. The other week, crime scene photos of the girls were leaked online. I have not seen them. I have no desire to see them. I don't think most of us do, but they are out there. And that very much did upset the judge. The leak of the initial document talking about Odinism. Judge didn't want that out either, but it was online for 2 hours. And, well, we all grabbed it, and now it's out there. The judge has been very frustrated, it seems, and upset with the defense thus far. I'm wondering how much of this was almost pushing out, if you will, because of the continued issues with the defense attorneys. The main attorneys here, Andrew Baldwin and Bradley Rossi, they, for the most part, from what they were hearing in the documents, weren't part of these leaks. It was other people within the office. I believe it's described as a friend. I thought that was rather odd, the way it was like, oh, friend came over and got the documents and sent them out. I don't know if it's that simple, but there was a lot of concern about the security of the documents as they now go back into the hands of the state, as the state now has to define and assign another defense attorney. With that being said, though, they went down this road. They went down the Odinist road, and it's pretty far in. I've been saying for a while, how do you walk this back? Do you want to walk it back? It didn't seem they were going to, but I felt, you know, if Richard Allen really wants a good defense at this point, I don't know if the Odinist stuff can be there. Is this a blessing in disguise where maybe some time and not as much attention on Odinism, maybe a new take on this will help in his defense? Or does whoever walks into this have to pick up the torch where it was at and keep going, whether they like it or not?
Yeah, we can only speculate, but all the discovery information will go to the new attorney, whoever that happens to be, and they can continue it if they want to, as I understand it, even if it becomes increasingly unlikely. So it may serve him to have different lawyers. I guess time will tell.
When you look at this from the perspective of why were these documents leaked, why were these photos leaked? And especially coming out of the defense's office, I suppose it could be someone who is pro-Richard or anti-Richard, depending on what the mindset is for leaking these. What can you come up with? I mean, why would someone want to leak these photos? Is this an attempt to do what I just said, almost put a reset on this? Or is it something more sinister? Is it someone that's trying to influence the case either way? Because I don't know what this would influence either way, if it would work more for the defense of Richard Allen, granted to be heinous, horrible photos that potential jurors could see, could create some bias if you already think Richard is guilty and make you more and more angry, you know, or in another way, I imagine it may also be able to confirm some of the ruins that have been said to have been on the bodies was that the strategy with whoever did this of, see, look, it is true. These runes exist. I don't know. What's your take on all of that?
Yeah, I think either one of those is plausible. It strikes me as somebody who's got a strange agenda, you know, and possibly an agenda that only makes sense to them. But it's got, I don't know, I just want to use the word creepy. It's got a creepy quality to it, sure, to leak this material. So it makes me think this is not a person with good judgment, and who knows.
It's another leak from the inside, a leak from beyond what we would be expecting and why we would be expecting someone to do something like this. And it does play also into, you know, they want new attorneys, or is this part of a conspiracy? Is this part of the greater something? If there is something going on here that wanted to influence the trial this way or that way, there's even a suicide connected with this, with the office, the defense attorney office. What's your take on that? The individual who took their own life, who was involved in some of this, that could probably answer some of the questions about why these things were leaked. That, to me, was kind of shocking to see that someone in that circle took their own life.
Yeah, it's just another layer of, this is really an unusual case with a lot of unusual factors, and hard to speculate on the suicide. Did this person, were they involved in the link in some way? You know, what, usually a suicide has got layers and layers of things behind it. It's never just one thing that causes it. So someday somebody will write it. I know there's been a book written about it. Someday somebody will write another book about this and try to make sense of it all. But it's one of the stranger cases that's been in the news.
It's one that we're going to have to wonder about. And I wonder if justice will ever truly be able to be served here. I mean, if this chaos continues. Meanwhile, Richard Allen still sits in a maximum security prison in solitary confinement, and now with no representation. Mm-hmm. Can we at least put him back in a jail or someplace?
Right. And he's mentally deteriorating the whole time. It's a mess. It really is.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.